This is Joe Franceschi of Directions Media, and welcome to Autodesk's podcast series on asset intelligence and visualization, the convergence of CAD and GIS. In today's podcast, we will be discussing asset intelligence and visualization, and joined by a group of Autodesk technical executives, including Jeff Zeiss, Director of Technology, David Kingsbury, Senior Industry Manager for State and Local Government, and Pete Southwood, Geospatial Technical Evangelist. Welcome to all of you.
Thank you, Joe.
David, let me start with you. The topic for today is asset intelligence and visualization, but Autodesk has taken this capability to a completely new level with its feature data object capability, otherwise known as FDO, which is embedded in many of Autodesk's industry solutions. So why all the buzz? What specifically can you tell us about possible solutions for state and local governments?
Well, thank you, Joe. As most everyone knows, in the local government space, the conversation created by the map is only as good as the information it offers. And more today, executives certainly, but all different departments in local governments are looking to the map to be the final source of truth. And that, in fact, in most cases, is a mistake because the map is only as good as the data that's behind it. And so what the objective is to, in most cases, real-time directly access the disparate data throughout the organization and bring it all together in that one visual representation of the map so that the conversation can be as accurate as possible. And that capability now exists and has existed in the Autodesk technology that we offer through our geospatial solutions. So we're trying to bring that forward, make sure that everybody's aware of that.
Pete, what exactly is Autodesk's ability to integrate all the different CAD, GIS, and spatial databases, et cetera, into a single map, and why is that such a game changer?
Huge game changer, Joe. Quite frankly, if I look at the travels I've done recently, and certainly when we talk about AutoCAD map and the FDO technology, talking to customers and prospects alike, they go through a whole bunch of business issues that really truly resonate amongst all of them, and we're specifically dealing with government today. I'll just pick on a couple of those, design a GIS information in projects, and the biggest one possibly is to do more in less time, fewer resources. Now, with a technology like FDO, it allows you to alleviate those business issues. And that's why it truly really is the game changer, the ability to have a tool that can get to single sources of truth, wherever that information may reside, and have an organization that maybe can't afford to invest in brand new people or have new people with less talents than the baby boomers retiring coming on board. And being able to use a tool like FDO to gain access to all sorts of different information that resides in other CAD or GIS systems. And that's where the game changing comes into play, that you can use a solution from Autodesk, all the precision tools, but use a very, very simple solution embedded within those tools called FDO to gain access to information. And by the way, I'm mentioning gaining access. In a lot of cases, that's read as well as write access to GIS data that resides in another format.
Well, then perhaps you can give us an example of how government agencies are using Autodesk's integrated asset intelligence capability via FDO.
Well, specifically, that's a little bit more difficult to do, obviously because we need to protect the innocent. But like I said, this does resonate across all government customers. But basically, that good old-fashioned argument, conversation, if you wish, between the CAD and the GIS departments. You're finding a lot of projects internally within local governments. They need to start incorporating the GIS information, the design and the GIS information into the projects. So if you're dealing with a public works department, for example, where they may be dealing with the very precise CAD information, but need to complement or supplement it with the GIS data that typically local governments have as the central source of truth, their centralized database. Now, where it really is helping, and helping immensely, is these departments talk to each other very, very nicely. The good old days of the CAD and the GIS departments as being silos of information truly is going away. That whole line between CAD and GIS is getting fuzzed out. And that fuzziness is being helped along quite happily by the FDO technology.
So, David, is this a top priority for governments, and why?
Oh, absolutely, Joe. More and more today, with the demands on governments to be more efficient, means that they have to look at their internal processes, the workflows, and so forth, to make sure they're absolutely the most efficient possible. And they're seeing, in fact, the duplication of workflows on the same data source throughout the organization. It doesn't necessarily mean the concept of a single physical database storage for everything. We know that departments want to maintain and secure their own particular data, but it does mean that these different departments want to be able to share their data to the other departments that need it, so it's so the decision making by the executives is as effective as possible, and that's why it's become such a hot topic.
Well, Pete, where's the bottleneck in this case? What do you see happening at the local level?
The duplication. That's just a classic example of what's historically happened. We have these silos of information, the duplication of the data. And looking at what's happening now, that you need to make very quick decisions on projects and base your data on the best source of information you have at the time. In a lot of the cases, you're finding those centralized silos, those people being very protected of that information, you are having duplications. And in a lot of cases, you're sending people out into the field. They're having to make, in some cases, with a government electric utility, making life and death decisions on information that's maybe coming from duplications.
You know, and I would just add to that, Pete, I would suggest today that most governments are making their decisions on 50% of the data that is not either up to date or not necessarily correct, and that's having a huge impact on the effectiveness and the efficiency of how they're carrying out their services.
Well, respectfully, as a taxpayer, I find that quite abhorrent, actually, that, you know, I'm paying money as a local taxpayer to my local government and finding that multi-utilities will go along my road and dig it up three times in the space of 3 weeks, which happens normally anyway. But find that these organizations, sometimes within the same government utility departments, won't even talk to each other.
And not to be on the local governments, they're doing the best they can. They simply don't realize the capabilities of this technology, that it exists today, and that they can take advantage of it right now.
It's beginning to resonate. That's the beauty, because FDO... And we're going to have a colleague talking about the open source, but you know, stuff's coming online with open source now that's just helping even further. Different data stores that we can get to with historic information that some of these local authorities have got from other GIS vendors that's been pretty much locked into a silo. That historically, unless you've had that very expensive seat of that other vendor's software, you can't actually get to that data. I hate using the term, Joe, democratization of information, because it's so widely used and abused sometimes, but it's happening. It truly is happening.
So, David, what's the answer? What can local governments do at this point?
If local governments could take advantage of this technology that exists today, they would be so much more effective and efficient. They would not actually realize the leaps and bounds forward that they would have. And so that's why it's such a high priority to make sure they understand that this technology exists and that they can take advantage of it today to be more effective and efficient.
So, Jeff, let me bring you into the conversation. What other industries are finding real value and benefit from Autodesk's capabilities to integrate disparate data?
You know, Joe, I spend a lot of time traveling. I've run into you, for example, in a lot of conferences in a lot of different places. And the kinds of folks that I talk to in a lot of different places in the world, whether it's Malaysia or Brazil or UK or US, are usually utilities, local government folks, telecom. Things they have in common is that they are creating data, usually using a CAD tool. And they have to manage that data after it's created. And the interesting thing is that if you look at that process of how data that's created using some type of a CAD tool, used to produce what are called construction drawings used by folks in the field to build things, build new facilities, for example, coming back as as-builts to the records people or what in other parts of the world are called the network documentation people. And then how that information is then pushed out to the field to, you know, field staff who may come around and fix something that if you have a power problem, or if you have a water problem, or if you have a telecommunications problem, or whatever. If you look at that process, anybody who has to manage data using that process, which means any utility, any telecommunications company, any road and highway network, any like a DOT or a local municipal government that has a roads department, or any municipal government that has to manage water, wastewater, electric, some cases telecommunications in the U.S., for example, and roads. Anybody that has to manage that process where you're using CAD tools to create engineering design data, but you have to push that out to construction folks, you have to bring it back as-built, you need to store it and manage it. Typically, it happens in a GIS, and then push that information out to field folks when they come to your door to fix something. Those are the industries for whom this is designed, and it solves some fundamental problems. Just about any organization that manages that kind of workflow has an as-built backlog. That can range from as little as 40 or 50 days to 3 years, which means that your central data repository, as Pete and David alluded to, the result is that your permanent record of your facilities is out of date, and in most organizations it's out of date. The second thing is that as a result of that process, which is typically paper-based, the quality of your permanent record is often low. I would say in North America it ranges between 40% and 70%. By using this technology, FDO, it allows you to solve some of these fundamental problems. And one of them is the as-built problem. What FDO does is allows you to basically capture that engineering design data and store it in a data repository. It could be GIS, could be ArcGIS, ArcSDE, which is often the location where this kind of information is stored at utilities and in municipal governments. It could be Oracle Spatial. It could be other technologies that are used to as basically a medium for storing a permanent record. But just having the ability to take that engineering design data and put it directly into your GIS is one of the key things that FDO enables, and it solves that fundamental problem that every organization that manages this kind of data has, which is the as-built backlog.
So Jeff, as you said, everybody has this problem, and Autodesk has some unique tools to solve it. So perhaps you can explain just how unique this is in the market today, and how will local governments leverage this technology?
I think the interesting thing about this is that, you know, Autodesk had, there was different ways we could have done this. We could have built our own proprietary interface to a variety of data sources kept that in-house, made it part of our products, or we could have taken the approach which we did approach, that is that we wanted to provide the best mechanism to enable this technology to be used and extended possible. And we looked at a number of alternatives, one of which, of course, was proprietary, but we saw what was happening in the open source community. There were some very interesting things that were being done around something called Map Server, some interfaces called Goodall and OGR. And we basically took that model and said, look, if we're going to do this, the way we're really going to allow everybody to, this is really, we're talking about universal access. This means through FDO, you can talk to any data source. And we realized that there's hundreds of different data sources out there for geospatial and engineering data, and for us to develop interfaces and data providers for that huge number of data sources was really not practical. So we basically took the decision to open source this. So FDO is open source. The data providers, some of which we've developed, many of which are being developed by third party, other open source developers or other companies worldwide. We have folks working on this kind of thing on FDO and FDO data providers in China. We have folks working in Slovenia. We have people working in Brazil. We have people working in the UK. So It's remarkable how, because it is open source, because FDO is open source, it's remarkable what the worldwide uptake has been. I think the latest statistics I've seen for this, for downloads, and I'm not talking about hits on the website, but for downloads from fdo.osgo.org, is something like 24,000, and that's just since March 2006. Those are statistics through January 2008. So I think it's unique. I think there's no other company in the CAD space or the GIS space that is doing anything like this. I think a lot of the companies, commercial companies out there, are actually using this technology and other open source technologies to support their products. And I think we've all been really impressed by the worldwide uptake of the FDO technology.
In fact, Autodesk is working very, very hard to help local governments move from a reactive mode when things fail to a proactive mode, such that they can be on top of and effectively correcting any infrastructure issues well before they come to light.
I can't cite an exact example because the problem is there's so many, but Jeff alluded to the different parts of the world that are creating the FDO providers, and this is benefiting U.S. local governments, benefiting to the point of there are brand new providers coming online through the open source community. One of those I talked about earlier, which is a provider to give users using Autodesk technology with the FDO providers, of course, but giving those users the ability to access things like ESRI personal geo databases. Looking at the providers that are coming online for future products that are maybe coming down the pipe, things like the SQL Server Spatial 2008 product, if that's what it's going to be called in the future. But there's already a beta provider, FDO provider, to allow users to gain access to their beta version of the SQL Server Spatial product. So that's where it's really resonating, truly resonating, is just unlocking these assets that can get to the information and, again, bringing it all together, multiple departments gaining access to one source of information if needed.
Well, Pete, what are your observations? What are you seeing? What do you find when you go and talk to a customer?
Just sitting in front of a customer, a government customer, and we talk about the business issues they're going through, and a lot of these we've discussed today, but just wanting cheaper alternatives to gaining access to their data. They don't want to put a full-functioned, potentially very expensive GIS seat in front of a user. A, it's obviously expensive, and B, just trying to get that user that can use that GIS seat. But if you can have a cheap and cheerful CAD product, CAD tool with the FDO provider within it, and just having that user gaining access to all sorts of levels of information. And as Jeff quite rightly said, feeding that asset database from the engineering department directly, so you're dealing with that single source of truth and feeding data directly, wow, this truly is resonating. And what I do is I ask people with their data. I say, hey, look, let's just sit down. Let's go through these business issues. Give me a CD or DVD or give me access to your live data. If I'm very, very fortunate enough to get that, of course, even better. But I'll sit there with my laptop and show them how you can use this FDO technology to get to their data more effectively and more efficiently.
Well, David, let me get some final thoughts for you on where Autodesk is driving some efficiencies in state and local government software solutions.
Autodesk is working hard to make sure that governments today can be more efficient, more effective. And the feature data object, the FDO technology, is one significant way that they can achieve that efficiency and that effectiveness in their decision-making today with their current set of solutions, their current set of technology in-house. And we just want to make sure that they are aware of that and all of our clients are aware of that capability. So thank you, Joe.
Well, gentlemen, thanks very much for your time today. This has been a great discussion on how Autodesk can bring its technological leadership to the state and local government market.
Hey, thanks, Joe.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for joining us. To learn more about FDO, please visit www.autodesk.com/FDO or fdo.osgeo.org. Thanks for joining us today on another Directions Media podcast sponsored by Autodesk. We'll see you next time, and be sure to tell a friend.